Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to the Ways of Faith podcast. This is Father Steve, and today is Holy Saturday, a day of quiet waiting for our Lord, who is buried in the tomb. We are waiting in anticipation and hope for his resurrection from the dead, as he said that he would. And so today is a day of a lot of quiet, silent prayer. The sacraments are not celebrated today unless it's an emergency, which is the church's way of kind of reinforcing for us the fact that, you know, we remember that on this day, this Holy Saturday, that our Lord was dead in the tomb, and that we had to wait for him to rise from the dead and to bring us the new life that God desires for us to enjoy, which of course happens tomorrow morning with Easter. As you know, during the Sacred Triduum, with these podcasts, I've been sharing with you different hymns that are traditionally connected to the themes for each day of the Triduum. Today, with Holy Saturday, it's not a hymn that I would like to share with you. It's a reading, an ancient reading. And this comes from the Roman Breviary. The Breviary, or the Liturgy of the Hours, is the book of prayers that the priest and deacons, and of course bishops, are required to say, at least in part or in their entirety, depending on whether they're a deacon or a priest, each day. So these are the prayers for each day that are specific for priests and deacons. Now, lay people, of course, are welcome and encouraged to pray the Liturgy of the Hours as well, but they do not bind themselves to them like the priests and deacons, and also, I should say, members of religious order do as well, brothers and sisters, nuns and monks, okay? And so each day, as a part of the Liturgy of the Hours of the Breviary, the priest reads two little bit longer-ish readings, okay? The first being a reading from the Sacred Scriptures. The second being a reading from one of the early church saints, we call them the early church fathers, or a reading from one of the doctrines of the church, perhaps from the teachings of the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s, or the Council of Trent, or one of the other church councils in the history of the church. It's a reading that is not biblical, strictly speaking, but comes to us through our spiritual tradition of spiritual saintly writers, spiritual classics, teachings of the church, as a way to kind of help the priest to grow in his knowledge of the truths of the faith and to reflect more deeply on the things that he is praying about and reading about, okay? So all of that is to say that today's second reading for Holy Saturday every year is a favorite among the clergy because it's very, very powerful, and it's very specific to today. It's from an ancient homily given on Holy Saturday and talking about the mystery of what happens on Holy Saturday in the tradition of our faith, okay? Now, the reason I called it an ancient homily on Holy Saturday is because we don't know who wrote it. We don't know the author, and we don't know exactly when it was written. It's just been passed down through the centuries, all right? And what it is this preacher is talking about this specific event of our Lord's descent into hell or descent among the dead, right? So in the Creed, we say that he was crucified, Jesus was crucified, died, and was buried, that he descended into the dead or descended into hell, and then on the third day rose again in accordance with the Scriptures, right? Well, so what this homily is envisioning is, with a bit of imaginative license, the author of this homily is imagining what that scene would have been like when Jesus, after having died and been buried, went into the realm of the dead, of all of those who had died before Jesus came. You know, so think of Adam and Eve, King David, Moses, Abraham, Isaiah the prophet, Elijah, Ezekiel, you know, all of these great Old Testament figures. Well, for them, heaven was not a possibility as of yet because Jesus hadn't died yet, right? Jesus hadn't paid that price and opened the gates of heaven. And so what we believe happened was when Jesus was laid to rest in the tomb, he in his spirit, he went to the realm of the dead to liberate those just and righteous men and women who had followed God and their conscience during their life and therefore were to be welcomed into heaven, but couldn't be yet because Jesus hadn't died yet. Okay, so what the author of this homily is doing is he's imagining that scene. What would it have been like to see this happen? Okay, now obviously we don't have a firsthand account of what it was like because it was something that is a spiritual reality. It's true, it really happened. Jesus really did go among the dead and set them free, but you'd have to have been deceased and in the realm of the dead in order to witness that happen. And so he's imagining it to the best of his ability, and it's a powerful and beautiful homily on this. So I'm going to read that to you. It's also posted on the website under the link there above the podcast that says click here for the hymns and readings for the Sacred Triduum podcast, so that if you want to reread it later and kind of reflect on it today on Holy Saturday, great, that's what it's there for. But I'd like to read it for you here now today. From an ancient homily on Holy Saturday, the Lord descends into hell. Something strange is happening. There is a great silence on earth today. A great silence and stillness. The whole earth keeps silence because the king is asleep. The earth trembled and is still because God has fallen asleep in the flesh, and he has raised up all who have slept ever since the world began. God has died in the flesh, and hell trembles with fear. He has gone to search for our first parent, as for a lost sheep, greatly desiring to visit those who live in darkness and in the shadow of death. He has gone to free from sorrow the captives, Adam and Eve, he who is both God and the son of Eve. The Lord approached them bearing the cross, the weapon that had won him the victory. At the sight of him, Adam, the first man he had created, struck his breast in terror and cried out to everyone, "My Lord be with you all." Christ answered him, "And with your spirit." He took him by the hand and raised him up, saying, "Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. I am your God, who for your sake have become your son. Out of love for you and for your descendants, I now by my own authority command all who are held in bondage to come forth, all who are in darkness to be enlightened, all who are sleeping to arise. I order you, O sleeper, to awake. I did not create you to be held a prisoner in hell. Rise from the dead, for I am the life of the dead. Rise up, work of my hands, you who were created in my image. Rise, let us leave this place, for you are in me, and I am in you, and together we form only one person, and we cannot be separated. For your sake, I, your God, became your son. I, the Lord, took the form of a slave. I, whose home is above the heavens, descended to the earth and beneath the earth. For your sake, for the sake of man, I became like a man without help, free among the dead. For the sake of you who left a garden, I was betrayed to the Jews in a garden, and I was crucified in a garden. See on my face the spittle I received in order to restore to you the life I once breathed into you. See there the marks of the blows I received in order to refashion your warped nature in my image. On my back, see the marks of the scourging I endured to remove the burden of sin that weighs upon your back. See my hands nailed firmly to a tree, for you who once wickedly stretched out your hand to a tree. I slept on the cross, and a sword pierced my side for you who slept in paradise and brought forth Eve from your side. My side has healed the pain in yours. My sleep will rouse you from your sleep in hell. The sword that pierced me has sheathed the sword that was turned against you. Rise, let us leave this place. the enemy led you out of the earthly paradise. I will not restore you to that paradise, but I will enthrone you in heaven. I forbade you the tree that was only a symbol of life, but see, I who am life itself am now one with you. I appointed cherubim to guard you as slaves are guarded, but now I make them worship you as God. The throne formed by cherubim awaits you, its bearers swift and eager. The bridal chamber is adorned, the banquet is ready, the eternal dwelling places are prepared, the treasure houses of all good things lie open. The kingdom of heaven has been prepared for you from all eternity. God bless you. Act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.